Hi, this is Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with my friend Andrew Kane. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hi, Paul. How are you? Good. Thank you.
I'm good. This Andrew's working extraordinarily hard for our upcoming event. Tell us about it. And thank you very much for all your efforts and belief in peace and love. That's what I'm going to say.
What's going on? Thank you, Paul. You know, it's good news. It's all good news that's happening. We're here about to be entering 11 Days of Global Unity 2018, and we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Good News Planet, as well as We the World. And 11 Days of Global Unity goes from September 11th through September 21st, International Day of Peace. And day two, September 12th, is called Interdependence. So on September 12th, 2018, we are having the 20th anniversary of We the World and Good News Planet's Interdependence Day Peace Day Party. And that's taking place on Wednesday, September 12th. Doors open at 6. From 6:30 p.m. sharp all the way through 9:30, we're having a three-hour celebration that's going to be live streamed. So it's not only taking place in New York City, but everybody who's listening, it's global. So that webcast is youcanview.com. And the website for the event is we.net/20years, which is the number 20. And what's happening is that we're having all these dynamic recording artists and dancers and inspiring speakers and special video presentations, including Woodstock Forever, which is part of Good News Planet's production. And we're having a video message from Deepak Chopra. And in terms of music, we're having amazing entertainment in terms of a tribute to Aretha Franklin featuring Al Smith and Sherrett White and Rick Ulfick, who is actually also the founder of We the World. He's also a very talented musician. And we're also having a tribute to Carol Hart. Carol Hart helped launch Sesame Street and Free to Be You and Me, and she did an amazing documentary with indigenous elders called For the Next Seven Generations. And we're also having other performers, including Kristen Hoffman, amazing singer-songwriter. Her music is very heartfelt. And Heidi Little, who's actually flying in from Texas to be part of this production because she's been a longtime coordinator and supporter of We the World. And she's also an amazing performer, and she actually helped write a song called We the World, which is a theme song, along with nine other people. Actually, a combination of nine people wrote a theme song for We the World late last year, and it's being debuted at this event. And so she's going to be performing with Rick, and we're going to have a person by the name of Etienne Sean who's going to be doing a rap part of the song. So it's going to be a beautiful production, and we're having inspiring speakers with all of the support that we've been having over the years. Rick wanted to give an opportunity for some people to speak, such as Monica Willard from a United Religions Initiative, Deborah Muldow from a founder of Garden of Light, and Alan Steinfeld from New Realities. And we also have JJ and Desiree Hertek from Academy for Future Science. They're going to open up with a blessing. And we're also going to have a beautiful meditation with Claire Diab, who is an international yoga therapist and board member of the Deepak Chopra Center. So we have a lot going on, as well as you, Paul, and Rick, who's going to be hosting the event. You guys are we're celebrating you and the world. Good news.
You're all about it, and I'm celebrating you, Andrew. It'll be a beautiful and great work that you do with your Planet Heart. It's by far big-time exciting event. Rick's going to have his song debut. We are going to have Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope also debuted, and it's just going to be a special event. So what is that live stream called again? What are other people?
Sure. The easy link is youcanview.com. And when you go there, there's a link for the upcoming events, and our event is listed right there. You click it, and then when you click it on the day of the event, you go to view and it'll be live. It'll be a live stream starting exactly at 6:30, which is when the production starts, the event starts, which is actually taking place in Greenwich Village in a beautiful church called Church of the Village at 201 West 13th Street, the corner of 7th Avenue in Manhattan. And, you know, we have a sliding scale, so whoever, you know, we're not turning anyone around, away. So we want everybody there to be part of this celebration. And those who are not in New York City, please, please come to the link and watch us live. And if you feel open to it, please give us a donation, even as well, you're not coming, but you can also help these two amazing organizations that have been doing great work for the past 20 years. You can still donate on the website and help support us. And it's going to be a really great, beautiful event. And again, we're having this is part of 11 Days of Global Unity, and we're also having a beautiful event with Paul Slackus on September 21st when he does his Peace Day party at Times Square. So please join us for all these events.
A lot of good stuff. And with Central Park also with Reverend Susanna on the 16th. Of September.
Right, so and I forgot to mention her name. Susanna Bastarica is also part of this event. She's going to be sharing a few words as well. She's from the founder of the Vigil for Peace and Ecology, and that takes place every year at Central Park, and it's taking this place September 16th from 9 to 5 at the Band Shell.
Well, good. Great. Andrew, what's peace mean to you?
Peace means to me that peace inside comes peace outside. Peace is all about connecting to our hearts so that we can have a better world through our interactions with our heart connected to other people's hearts, so that we realize that peace is really a human trait. It's really inside us for us to be connected to all that is and all everything around us and not have conflict and accept each other as who we are as one human being.
Wow. Ari, this is going to be fantastic. I just interviewed Heidi. I put her interview up on goodnewsplanet.tv. I'm interviewing Ari Kornfield, who also was part of the original Woodstock. So a lot of good things on good news, and this event is going to be very, very special. Andrew, thanks so much for all your hard work on this.
Thanks. I also want to add one more person, Catherine Davis from A Heart of Mind Radio, who's been supporting us for many, many years. She's going to be speaking as well.
She's a spiritual, loving, caring woman. So what a great event.
And also Casey, she's going to be doing, we're going to have a belly dancer. We're going to have an amazing production with Casey Chai and Pure, Public Urban Ritual Experiment. So they're also performing. So really a beautiful celebration. And thank you, Paul, for celebrating with us for good news.
My pleasure. Andrew, you have a great day, my friend.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.